Jane and her husband live on a farm, and groundhogs are eating their soybean crop. When she hears about the preliminary injunction on the local news, she decides to purchase a new hunting rifle, many of which are prohibited under the new law, to tackle the problem and save her soybean crop. She went to her local gun shop, passed the background check, purchased the firearm, and picked it up on May 2nd, following the 72-hour waiting period. Right now, she's legally in possession because she picked up the firearm before the May 4th reversal by the appeals court. However, beginning January 1, she either has to surrender it to the state police or will be in unlawful possession of the firearm. On January 1, 2024, Jane could face a Class A misdemeanor. When Gloria saw the same news segment about the preliminary injunction, she also bought a hunting rifle because a coyote keeps coming onto her property and killing the chickens in her chicken coop. She passed the background check, paid for the firearm, picked it up in the afternoon on May the 4th. Little did she know the appeals court had reversed the preliminary injunction just an hour earlier, and now she's in violation of the law. Right now, Gloria could face a Class A misdemeanor, and the gun shop could face up to a Class 3 felony. A Class A misdemeanor could mean 1 year in jail and a fine up to $2,500. Under state law, it could result in some people having their FOID card revoked, automatically disqualifying them from owning a gun in the state of Illinois, and the Attorney General failed to issue any guidance, and now says these purchases already are illegal or will be on January 1.